Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I've got two headlines for you that I want to read. One of them deals with what's going on in China, and another one deals with what's going on in America. And I want to compare with you how creepy the similarities are between the Chinese Communist government and their state-sponsored media. They pay for it, they print it, they approve it. And the United States media. Now, before I give you these headlines, please make sure that you subscribe or auto-download, hit that auto-download button on this podcast. And more importantly, if you guys could help us. We had a liberal website attack our podcast with negative reviews. And so if you would please write us a 5-star review for this podcast, wherever you're listening right now, it would mean the world to us as it would help us get back up on the ranking chart so more people will see us. Two different headlines. This one about China. China puts on Cultural Revolution-style shame parade of coronavirus lockdown violators. Chinese Communist Party media confirmed that local officials in southern China organized a public shaming session to parade four men in front of the public who had allegedly violated Chinese coronavirus lockdown protocols. What's so funny about the protocols that they apparently broke is those exact protocols are what the Chinese Communist government broke by having a parade of a bunch of dudes being paraded around and publicly shamed. Now, videos of the incident, which were purposely put out and put out by state-sponsored media, began circulating. China wanted you to know what they do to those who do not follow their COVID rules. Now, this happened, and the Chinese Communist Party officials claimed that they had no option but to do this and publicly shame those that broke protocol. The videos show the Chinese Communist Party officials in hazmat suits forcing a crowd to witness their parade featuring four men, also apparently in hazmat suits, but wearing large posters on their chest displaying their faces as well as their alleged crimes. Now, if you are in the large crowd, which is breaking their protocols, okay, and if you were in the large crowd of people that were huddled together to watch the ceremonial humiliation, and you couldn't read what was on the chest of the people on the placards, the Chinese Communist Party, they had you covered. A government employee on a speaker system read out their alleged crimes to the public. Now, this is in China, of course, right? France 24 reported that a local government publication, obviously state-sponsored, confirmed that the event occurred this week. According to the news outlet, the Communist Party accused the men of, quote, human smuggling, illegally transferring Vietnamese citizens into the country through the border with the fellow communist country. And one of the migrants in question reportedly tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus, prompting the public shaming. It was a real-life warning, they said to the public, that you better not break our protocols. Now, the incident drew immediate parallels to the acts of the Cultural Revolution. Many of you may not remember what happened in 1968. Back in 1968, the Chinese Communist leadership decided it was time to start publicly shaming people who did not support them. How do they do it? Through lynchings and mass executions. The communists feverishly rounded up anyone deemed a, quote, counter-revolutionary. Now, I want to be clear. This happened in 1968, so not like a long time ago, okay? There's people still alive in communist China that were part of these 1968 mass executions and lynchings. The communists rounded up anyone deemed a counter-revolutionary. They organized mobs to humiliate the people, beat the people, and then kill them. The government also pressured their citizens to compete with one another for rounding up the most alleged dissidents and torturing and killing them in the name of the Chinese Communist Party. Now, you'll never get a real number out of the Chinese Communist Party. We all know that. But what we do know is estimates suggest that as many as 3 million people endured the horrible deaths at the hands of these mobs during the Cultural Revolution in China. Where they were parading these men through the city is exactly the same city where some of the most gruesome acts of the Cultural Revolution happened, including what historians have concluded was, quote, state-sponsored cannibalism. According to official Chinese government documents, during one mob lynching in 1968, four alleged dissidents were beaten to death. Their bodies were stripped of flesh, which was taken back to the front of the brigade office, that's the government office, to be boiled in two big pots. 20 or 30 people participated in cannibalism right out in the open. They boiled human flesh in front of the local government offices so the local government office would be proud of them. There's that headline. Quick recap. You found some people that broke your protocol. You parade them in public. You publicly shame them. You have people on blowhorns telling you what their crimes are with pictures on their chest of who they are. Remember everything I just told you. And now I want to read you a headline from the United States of America's media. Now, our media is not supposed to be state-sponsored. Our media is not supposed to be propaganda. Our media is not supposed to be the talking points of the tyrants. I'll let you decide if we have an independent media anymore. Newsweek article that came out today has this headline. And I want you to think about the hate, disdain, and the public shaming that Newsweek is doing on behalf of the Biden administration. You ready for this? Anti-vaxxers invade New York City Burger King. Let's just break down that sentence. Number one, you have to be an anti-vaxxer if you're standing up for your rights, right? And immediately, they don't know, Newsweek doesn't know if these people were vaccinated or not, that went into protests having to show proof of vaccination in a Burger King. They just assumed it. So therefore, you're an anti-vaxxer. If you stand up for your rights, you're an anti-vaxxer. This sounds a lot like being a conservative now, right? Oh, you're a conservative, you're a bigot, you're racist, you're homophobe, you're xenophobe, you're anti-LGBTQ plus. Oh, you wait, you don't want to show a card that tells us your medical history? Oh, you're an anti-vaxxer. No, I by the way, just so you know, I got the vaccine. I got it because my dad almost died of COVID last November. I have his same DNA. I talked to my doctors. My doctors said, based on the fact that I have my father's DNA, based on the fact that I have asthma, they recommended that I get the vaccine. Based on what happened to my dad, based on how long he was in the hospital, based on the 3 months afterwards he was on oxygen, I made a medical decision, not a political decision. Now, I say that to tell you that I'm not anti-vax, not that I think any of you are shaming me. I'm just saying I made a medical decision, not a political decision. But I don't believe it's the right or the business of any business slash government agency to force me to show them my vaccine card to go into a damn Burger King to buy whatever the hell their Whopper sandwich is. Back to the Newsweek headline, anti-vaxxers invade. Okay, let's just dial down the crazy for a second. I don't believe that anybody invaded a Burger King. I do believe that people might invade a Chick-fil-A. But I promise you, there's not a bunch of people planning to invade a Burger King. It just ain't that good. Sorry, Burger King, but I just got to speak truth. I don't believe that anybody is trying to go out there, Mr. Producer, I'm sure you'll agree with me, to invade a Burger King. Now, if you invade somebody, I think we also need to bring up this point. Doesn't that mean that you're, like, actively using some sort of military weaponry to invade? If you're a home invader, you're usually bringing a weapon and kicking in a door, right? You're busting through something. You're breaking and entering at bare minimum. These people walked in and just walked in. That's not an invasion. Okay, an invasion, and they need to look up what that word means. Newsweek should be able to do this, right? You would think, but this is slandering. That's what this is. This is all about slander. You look at the word invasion, okay? Just Google the word. I'll give you the basic. If you look it up right now, what is the meaning of invasion? What does it say? Does it say anything about Burger King? No, it does not. It says an instance of invading a country or region with an armed force is used as a noun. An incursion by a large number of people or things into a place or sphere of activity. Well, that didn't happen. It's like four or five dudes. An unwelcome intrusion into another's domain is another way to put it. But if you look at the word invasion, it says an instance of invading a country or region with an armed force. Nobody did that. Here's the example of the word in the dictionary. In 1546, England had to defend from invasion. Back to America's media. Anti-vaxxers invade New York City Burger King. Five people were arrested. Doesn't sound like much of an army to me. Monday night, New York City, after invading a Burger King to protest COVID-19 protocols. Multiple videos documenting the ordeal at the restaurant at 417 Fulton Street went online. One video was viewed over 500,000 times, showed a man yelling to other patrons, though nobody seems to acknowledge him. So let's act like no one cared. In the restaurant, things are normal. So that's another reason to say it was an invasion, right? If a guy walks in screaming in New York and no one cares, is it an invasion? Again, showing you that Newsweek is filled with nothing but propaganda for the Biden administration. A woman and others began shouting at employees behind the counter, with an unidentified man yelling, "Mandates are not laws." Is he wrong? Let's go Brandon chants, which are meant to as an incendiary jab towards President Joe Biden, were audible in another video, they say. A spokesman for the NYPD said the arrests occurred at approximately 7:34 a.m. Five men were charged with trespassing after entering and remaining unlawfully inside the Burger King. Okay, so there was an invasion. No army showed up. And it wasn't a large force of people. It was five dudes. Five people, in other words, went into a McDonald's during breakfast, and they didn't leave when the police told them to leave. But man, if you read this in Newsweek headline, anti-vaxxers invade New York City Burger King. Five protesters arrested. It sounds like there's like five people that were protesting. Did all the protesters get arrested? I'm just asking because that's not really an invasion. Let's go back to the China story for a second. China puts on Cultural Revolution-style shame parade of coronavirus lockdown violators. The China headline isn't even as bad, and they're communists over there, as the American media's headline, which is anti-vaxxers invade New York City Burger King. Five protesters arrested. Pay attention, my friends, to what they're trying to do to us. They're trying to turn people that are standing up for their basic rights into the worst people in the world. They're trying to turn you into a military, an army, somebody that deserves to be arrested. That's what they're doing. They're implying that you deserve what you get. This, by the way, goes back to the other issue. Doctors are now starting to say they believe it's time to start rationing care of those who don't get the vaccine if they come into the hospital. That's not all that they're saying right now. They're also now saying that it's time for a vaccine mandate for children in order to create a safe school environment. Scary. There is a doctor, Dr. Blackstock is her name, who was on MSNBC, and more doctors now are starting to really go down this road because Fauci kind of has made this, you know, dog whistle to doctors to say it's okay to come out and be political. It's okay to come out and say that every child needs to be vaccinated to go back to school. Like, we want you to say this. And this doctor's on TV. The funniest part, though, and I'm going to play for you at this in its entirety, all right, is the fact that the person who was interviewing this doctor on MSNBC accidentally said mask mandates. And the doctor immediately went into declaring we need mask mandates. And then the host says, wait, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. I meant vaccine mandates. And immediately the doctor goes, oh, yes, I agree with that, too. Like, they agree with all mandates, no matter what they are. Vaccine mandate, sure, I'll tell you why we got to have that. Mask mandate, sure, I'll tell you why we got to have that. Listen to this.
So, yeah, so I actually think that it's not just an indoor mask mandate. You know, we need a multi-layered strategy.
I'm sorry, not
so
mask mandate. My apologies, doctor. Sorry. Vaccine mandate.
I'm sorry, my fault. And she's like, and what's the doctor? Doesn't miss a beat. Like, she is straight on propaganda point. What? Listen to the doctor. Doesn't miss a beat. Oh, don't worry. I got you, host on MSNBC. You wanted propaganda on mask mandates. Oh, I can give you the same thing on vaccines.
Apologies.
Yes.
Vaccine.
Okay.
Mandate.
Yes. So exactly. I think in a vaccine mandate would be.
There it is. Oh, yeah. Let's get into vaccine mandates. If you listen to this doctor and Fauci and others, they are about to do everything they can to take away your rights as a parent to decide literally what chemicals go into your child's body. Now, remember, if stars can get COVID, so can you. This just came out on CNN, breaking news. Hugh Jackman shared that he's tested positive for COVID-19. Why are we even running these headlines anymore? This has nothing to do with Hugh Jackman. I like him. I think he's a great actor. But why is this now big news worthy, right? Like, seriously, why is this now like a big thing? How is this like something that is even should even be written about at this point? Millions and millions and millions of people have COVID or getting it. And if you want to be fear-mongered even more than that, I've got the fear-mongering for you. Oh, yes. Big news story right now. Breaking news. You should be terrified. Everybody should be terrified. Two people every second in the world are getting COVID-19. Dun, dun, dun. That's the big headline. I'm looking at it right now. Now, if you read into the story, it's not exactly true, but who cares? It sounds true, doesn't it? Sounds good enough for me. Sounds like great propaganda. Let's fearmonger everybody. Hugh Jackman's got it. Everybody's got it. Everybody's going to die unless you do what we tell you to do. And that's exactly what the doctor's saying. You got to get your kid vaccinated. You don't have a right.
It would be incredibly important, and not just one for staff, but for students as well. You know, I think there was this narrative that we had seen and heard at the beginning of the pandemic that children are not that affected by COVID-19. But as you mentioned, we're seeing, even in this surge, we're seeing hospitalizations here in New York City increase up to 4 times.
Hold on. Is that 4 times for children or 4 times for everybody with COVID? I want to know that, Dr. Blackstock. I mean, you're now calling on the Biden administration to provide free, high-quality masks. You're calling on the Biden administration to have mask mandates for children, and now you're calling on the Biden administration to have vaccine mandates for children. And you just said that, well, we know that kids have not been affected the same way as adults have with COVID, with any of the forms of COVID we've been dealing with. But for some reason right now, you still want these kids to be forced to get the jab. Not just the teachers, the students as well.
And then we're in the holiday period. Children are going to be returning to school, right? And schools are not inherently safer. They're safe if we have a multi-layered strategy.
Hold on. They're not inherently safer? All right, let's just dive into that. I'm going to call BS and let me explain why. Is there been massive amounts of outbreaks in schools this year compared to adult workplaces? Because the big outbreaks have not been with kids. They've been with adults. I'm sorry. They're not with children. They're with adults. And the idea that you're describing now that there's some massive outbreak here that's happening, there's some huge outbreak with children, and we're having to shut down schools left and right, the way that you are describing it is absurd. This is not happening. Thank goodness. For some reason, kids seem to be spared. compared to adults. And those that are older, they get infected with COVID of any form, right? Any variant. But acting as if somehow now that these schools are just places where people are going to die is just not true. It is not accurate. Does it go unchecked by the media? Yes, because they are the ones that are putting out this propaganda. The same way that Newsweek has their headline, anti-vaxxers invade New York City Burger King. Didn't happen. They weren't invaded. There was no invasion. You want to talk about an invasion? Let's talk about Mark Morgan. What did Mark Morgan say about invasion? You may not remember or know that name, so I'll remind you. Mark Morgan is the former acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. And he said this week that there is a real invasion in this country. It's at our southern border. How bad is it? Well, he says what we another number that's very important, quote, 600,000 got away. That's 600,000 illegal aliens that broke into our country and invaded. And why? Because 60 to 70% of our Border Patrol resources are pulled off the front line, pulled off the national security mission to process 2 million migrants. Morgan went on to say as a whistleblower that none of the migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border since Biden's inauguration have been screened as to their vaccination status or tested for COVID-19. That is an invasion, not four dudes in a Burger King. 600,000 making it across the border, that's an actual invasion. But you listen to this doctor, what she just said about kids totally goes unchecked. Think any fact checkers are going to check her? Hell no.
Schools, and that includes masks, as you mentioned, but also getting everyone vaccinated, as many people as possible. And so we really need to really push out with that outreach and messaging around getting vaccinated is important, even for our smallest.
Even for our smallest, your kids need to be vaccinated when they go back to school. Breaking news on the bottom of the screen while this propaganda is going out on MSNBC. Winter COVID surge overwhelming hospitals. Why is that up there when you're talking about kids who are not overwhelming hospitals?
You know, and our youngest, you know, children, if, as long as they're eligible, in order to create a safer environment. But
I love the safer environment. When do the schools become so unsafe? They got plexiglass everywhere, folks. I mean, we got plexiglass all over the place. You got them socially distanced. Our schools look like a form of prisons right now. And there's not any data that shows that a bunch of kids are getting sick at school and then going home and dying or overcrowding our hospitals or ICUs. That's not happening. So why are you so obsessed with vaccinating our children and taking away rights? Because this is about a power grab, folks. This is 100% about a power grab. That's actually all this is about. It's a power grab. We want to grab as much power as we can possibly grab. And we're going to grab that power as fast as we can. We're going to grab that power, and we're never going to give it back. Because if we can take away your parental rights, then your children, we own them. They are a part of the government's property. And that is exactly what they are doing. There were a lot of conservative commentators that I'm good friends with, some of my dearest friends this week, that were celebrating Joe Biden admitting that the federal government does not have an answer to COVID. And you may have seen him say that. Now, a lot of people said, you know, finally, Joe Biden just gives up. And I said to many of them, with all due respect, it's not that simple and don't take the bait. Joe Biden's not giving up when he said it's a state's issue. What Joe Biden understood and what the left understands is they have a better chance of taking away your rights. All right. They have a better chance of taking away your rights if they do it state by state. They have a better chance of putting vaccine mandates on you, like the private sector, like New York City, on schools, if it goes to state level. And so what Biden was saying was, hey, I'm going to give this to the states because liberal states can really crack down. Hell, they can start arresting people for trespassing, which is what they're doing in New York. The business that you're in is not saying that you're trespassing. The government's now saying it. You know, if you're a business in New York City, you don't have the right to say, let Tom and Mike and Susan and Danny eat in my restaurant without showing proof of vaccine. The government is now taking away the rights of the business to decide how and who they're going to serve, right? The no shirt, no shoes, no service has disappeared. You don't own your own business anymore. That's what we know. You don't own anything anymore. Hell, you don't even own your kids anymore. And so when Joe Biden came out and he's like, look, there is no federal answer. There just isn't, right? There's no answer to this. It's going to have to go to the states. It's going to be a state issue, as he described it. He did it because he realized, I think, the states, they understand. They can come down on you. They're the ones that can nail you. And that's why he said it. He wasn't being stupid. This may be one of the smartest moves the White House has made to take your rights away from you. This may be one of the best things that they have ever done to hit you and to say, hey, states, governors, do your thing.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help or preventing the need for help.
Preventing the need for help by us mandating that you get your kids vaccinated, that we take control of your business, that we can take control of every aspect of your life. That is why he said it. Don't take this bait. Many people are celebrating Joe Biden. He gave up. No, he didn't.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
That's why he's looking at these governors. He's like, governors, I need you to do my dirty work. There are too many people. They're gonna file too many lawsuits against me. We're losing every one of them. But if you guys can go state by state, we might be in a different situation. And look at how successful New York and New Jersey and California and Portland in Michigan are. Look at how much they've been able to do and take away people's rights. You guys need to stick with that plan. I'll say I can't fix it, but that means that you guys will have more power to take away people's rights, and then you can really nail society. And the media, we need your help to write these articles like in Newsweek, anti-vaxxers invade a Burger King. No one invades a Burger King. It's just not that good. Please. Write us a 5-star review on our podcast right now and help more people see and hear our podcast. Please share this with your family and friends so they can hear all the audio we just played. And please help us grow by sharing this on social media. Hit that share button of our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe or auto-download, depending on where you're listening right now. You can say subscribe or auto-download, and it will do it for you each and every day on this show for free. See you back here tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.